I get this call, and it was Dionne Warwick, and she was putting together the memorial. And she calls me and she said, "Kevin, I'm putting this thing." I said, "Yes."
Yeah.
The exact thing I didn't want to do, I just said yes. I could feel the weight on her. Now it shifted to me. What am I going to say about this little girl?
Yeah.
And went back to that church in Newark, and it was filled. It was electric. There was two bands playing. The church was alive. It was like, boom, and there was a bunch of people.
It's the place
and
that
I had
made
been
her.
Working on this speech. I talked to a friend of mine, Army, and we'd both written down notes about it, and I tried to compile everything I wanted to do and finally crafted this speech. Now I'm in there, and I'm thinking, I really stuck out.
Sure.
And I'm sitting in this row, and somebody said, "CNN's here." I go, "CNN's here." And they go, "Yeah, they wouldn't mind if your remarks were kept shorter because they're going to have commercials." And I said, "They can get over that. They can play the commercial while I'm talking. I don't care." But I've come here when I didn't want to speak. You know, I didn't want to do 2 minutes. And I crafted this speech. I was writing on the plane. I was writing for a week. And I look back and I see Oprah and Diane Sawyer. And I swear to God, I must have been like 13 years old. I said, "Would you do my speech for me?" I didn't feel like I was the right guy to go up there, but I did. And there were some people that really wanted to speak, and they're kind of staring daggers at me. What was I going to say? And I started, and about 17 minutes later, I was done.
Wow. And you said everything
that I felt I needed to say.